Binge Nation! Today,
well, Ellen DeGeneres is ending her talk show, y'all, but we'll tell you who might be ready to replace her.
Plus, former Bachelor Carlton Underwood, honey, he talks about what led him to come out, and I can't wait to hear this lie.
Later, I will be talking to Lil Duval about his comedy special, Living My Best Life, and so much more.
Portia's out living her best life, and I'm sure she misses us a lot. We miss you, Portia. Heidi and Frank are going to join us later, but Sherry, what you got, mommy?
All right, Chewy, it is official. After 19 years, Ellen DeGeneres is ending her daytime talk show. She made the big announcement today, and of course, she did it with her usual humor. Check it out.
In all seriousness, I truly have felt like next season was the right time to end this amazing chapter. In 1997, I knew it was time to come out on my sitcom and live my truth. Back then, I had a vivid dream that a bird flew out of a cage and set itself free because it needed to get out of that cage. And recently, I had a dream that a bird, a beautiful bird with bright red feathers, came to my window and whispered, "You can still do stuff on Netflix." And
oh, man. Ellen also discussed her decision with Oprah, and we'll dive into that tomorrow. I have to give Ellen DeGeneres a big shout out because when I was starting and I was trying to get on talk shows and everybody was saying no to me, Ellen gave me a chance and I held the record for a period of time with Betty White for being the most booked guest on her show because she gave me a chance. Yeah, she gave me a chance. She brought me on there. I would travel with her. She gave me my own segment called The Sherry Report. She was always really, really good to me. So I just got to give a big shout out for just giving a girl who was trying and struggling a big chance to be seen.
You think she remember who you are? Because Shada gave you her show.
But I got Dish Nation. What are you trying to do?
I forgot.
Not you trying to get rid of Sherry, Gary.
Sherry, you would leave us in a heartbeat for your own talk show. Stop that now.
If it was a man, maybe.
Seems like when Ellen ended her show that there's already talk about who might actually replace her, and it looks like it may be none other than Tiffany Haddish.
Tiffany
guest hosted back in October. She did an amazing job in April when Ellen was on vacation, and on top of that, she's been showing off her hosting skills on Kids Say the Darndest Thing. So I think Tiffany Haddish is definitely built for the gig. What about you, Sherry?
I think Tiffany Haddish, you know what, she's just a phenom and she's multi-hyphenate. I think Tiffany Haddish could do it. She's young, she's fresh, and there's a joy and an innocence about Tiffany that everybody appreciates. So I think that she would be a really welcome addition to the talk show
world. But you know what, Sherry? And I hear you saying that, Sherry. And I love Tiffany Haddish. She's a great comedian, what have you. But I think somebody like Samora, I would like to see her on TV or bring her out a little bit more. Because it seems like this to me, Sherry, now correct me if I'm wrong. Look like as soon as an African-American one that comes out and just be hot and popular, they get every damn thing. Give somebody else a chance.
But that's the thing, Gary. You got to strike while the iron is hot. And who is more relatable than Tiffany Haddish?
Nobody.
She's everywhere.
And
like, you know, she ain't messing up the money. She's marketable. You know what I mean? Like, and like, people just like to watch her do things.
This is her time. This is Tiffany's time. Go, girl.
Okay, y'all remember last month, former Bachelor Colton Underwood came out as gay, right?
Yes, I remember.
Well, Gary, hold on to your thongs, honey, because in Variety magazine, Colton alleges he was being blackmailed by someone who took nude pictures of him in L.A. at a gay spa and threatened to out him.
Hello.
Well, he claims he was at this establishment just to look, and he never should have been there. And get this, Colton also joined the gay app Grindr using an alias in 2016. He said, "I did experiment with men prior to being on The Bachelorette. When I say hookups, it was not sex. I want to make that very clear, I did not have sex with the man prior to that."
Lies.
Now, Gary, do you believe any of this? And did you take those pictures, Gary?
Girl, let me tell you something. I didn't take those pictures, but honey, that girl lying, honey. If you had the spa, honey, and you was there to look, honey, let me tell you there's two things, because, honey, I used to go to the spa, too. Either you get a room, honey, without a TV, or you get a TV without a room. And this girl, you'd have been in your TV room, honey. So she lying, honey. He was there, baby, to play, y'all. But I ain't mad at him, honey. I ain't nobody mad but the devil.
Have you guys ever used the word hookup and not have sex with someone?
Yeah, the operative word is hooking, like connecting, being together. There's definitely sex involved.
Yeah.
I feel so bad for Colton Underwood because, first of all, because, Gary, it's hard enough to come out to your friends, to your family, and to the world. You're figuring out who you are and this world. And so to have people in your business, now you got to explain to the world something that's so private and so intimate.
Oh, girl.
Oh, right,
then he shouldn't have been at no spa.
Nah.
But how you going to see the men if you don't go to the sex spa?
You got to learn how to be discreet, baby, honey. I know my thing is this, honey. That's why I put it out there. Girl, I like to do all kinds of things, honey. I'm polyamorous. So, honey, there you have it.
All right, y'all. It's time to check in with Heidi and Frank. Heidi, what pop star out there is looking for life on other planets? Girl.
Well, thanks, Brett. And the answer to that question is Demi Lovato. Apparently, the singer has a new show on the horizon. It's called Unidentified with Demi Lovato that will investigate aliens and UFOs. And in the 4-part docuseries, she is going to investigate. She'll uncover truths, and she'll also talk more about the UFO phenomenon with experts. She's going to have some alien abductees on this show, along with her sister, Dallas, and her bestie, Matthew. Now, Demi also wants to prove that intelligent alien life forms are out there. And she says that one of the things that she wants to do with aliens, Frank, is make peace with them.
Because what did we do to not have peace with them?
That's what I'm concerned about.
They're already angry?
I have had a little bit of an experience when I was out in the desert, out in La Quinta, where there's just no lights except the stars in the sky.
Yeah.
And I did witness some saucer-like things, white, that all lined up. I think there were 8 of them. I looked up in the sky. They were all just hovering above the house. And I had my phone with me. I picked my phone up like, oh, my God, get the camera ready. They were still there. I put the camera up to the sky. You couldn't see them in the camera, but I could see them with my eye.
Wow.
And I could not get a photograph of them either. So I have
so
no idea what
Demi's
that was.
Camp of you believe in UFOs.
I am a believer.
Extraterrestrials.
I am a believer in that.
Do you think they live amongst us, aliens? Who here on Dish is most likely to be an alien?
I'm going to go with Gary, and he's from Uranus.
Oh, he can't wait to go back. his big his finger saying, go home. Go home, Gary.
Oh, no.
Gary, go home.
I'm sorry, Gary. I hope you never watch this episode.
I really hope so. All right, moving on. Let's move on. Armie Hammer's love life is cleaning up and looking bright, Heidi.
It is? Because it was bad there for a while.
Yes, it's separating from his wife and having a slew of sexual misconduct allegations.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, this is from his exes, of course. Mm-hmm. That included cannibalistic fantasies.
Fantasies.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? It's fantasy. It's not eating people. Maybe he just fantasized about what it would be like. I don't know. Have y'all wondered?
No.
Okay, never mind. Armie has scooped up a new girlfriend.
After all of that, I swear there's a lid for every pot.
I mean, he is a good-looking guy.
Well, he is handsome, yeah.
Yes, he's been hiding out in the Grand Cayman Islands since all this was going down. And according to sources, the young lady is a local dental hygienist. Do you really want to put your fingers inside a cannibalistic fantasy's mouth? I'd be like, no, here.
Sorry, I bit off your two fingers. It was a fantasy.
Here, you can pick your own teeth.
All right. Well, keep it locked right here. And when we come back from the break, I promise you we're going to give you something that you can sink your teeth into after the break. Stay there.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. All right. Now, we all know Wendy Williams and Mike Esterman parted ways because of long distance and busy schedules. But Mike felt the need to host a tea party and dish on the breakup with the media. Well, Wendy, she had time today, and she set the record straight on her show. Brad, why don't you tell us what Wendy said?
The headline is that Mike and I have broken up. But I didn't know that Mike and I were together. We would have had this discussion way behind the scenes, but since childish ones, Mike Well, no, he's giving quotes. I would like Wendy to have someone when she's ready for it, okay?
Then Mike got a whiff of Wendy's words and said he wasn't surprised at what she said because she's the type of person who always has to have the last word.
Sherry, sounds like Mike got the rules of engagement twisted. What do you think, Cher?
He didn't say anything bad. That's what I'm trying to figure out. When he was asked, he said, I wish you the best. It didn't work out. Our schedules didn't work out. I'm in Maryland. She's over here in New York. He said, you know, I put aside all my stuff to get to know her, but it was only 3 dates. And I wish her well. So I don't know what all of the foo-foo is about.
Well, wish her well is bad, Sherry. I don't want... Don't say wish her well. Wish her well could have been taken in the wrong context. Yes, it is.
Let me tell you what bad is. He could have took her to court like an ex-husband and took all her money and went to TMZ every chance he gets and tells her business.
Well, I don't agree.
Talk to my ex. I'll tell you what somebody say to tell your business. Straight
anyway, so it don't even matter.
But anytime you give anybody a glimpse into your world, not all of a sudden we all in. Even when she was just posting pictures, I mean, pieces of a person's face, everybody wanted to know about this Mike man.
So that's what I'm saying. She
when you
was
put blood in the water, the sharks is gonna show up, and it is what it is.
Well, Wendy and Mike might be on the outs, but Kourtney Kardashian is tatting her love so her man knows it's real. Things are getting real passionate between Court and Travis Barker. The reality star posted some pics of her tatting I love you on his forearm with the caption, I tattoo. Did y'all get it? I tattoo. Now, the penmanship of the tattoo looks a little rough, but Travis seems to be here for it. Also, prior to this, Travis had Courtney's name tattooed above his right nipple. All right.
Hello. You guys know how I feel about relationships and tattoos and tatting your name of your lover on your body. That is a curse on the relationship. But is it okay when your lover tattoos you?
It seems like this works for Travis Barker because he's kind of like a human diary. Like, I feel like he has a tattoo that commemorates every moment of his life. Right. So this is like another chapter in his life, and, you know, it works for him. But for everybody else, I don't know, man. It's a little sketch.
But, Brad, anyway, honey, you madly in love. You're madly in love just like Travis and Courtney. So would you just let Judy just ink you up?
Absolutely.
What?
All right. Absolutely.
What would you want tatted on you, Brad?
Judy's bitch.
Oh, right, baby. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
They ain't leaving no room for Sherry.
I like
Judy's
that.
Bitch. I like it.
Oh, Sherry.
I like that.
Ladies and some of you fellas out there can keep your hair bouncing this summer with the Royal USA Deluxe 3-in-1 Styling Set. This styling set will straighten, curl, and add volume to your tresses, darling. The deal includes one base, one volume comb, great for blowouts, one straightening brush that is sure to detangle and increase natural shine within 8 to 10 seconds, and one curler that will give you that va-va-voom look while keeping your locks shiny, healthy, and frizz-free.
Oh, wow, honey. Now, this sounds like you could get salon-quality styles right from the comfort of your home.
You know that's right, Gary, because don't nobody have time to be sitting in a beauty salon all day.
Okay,
Brad. Now, let the Dish fam know how much they can cop this for.
Well, this styling set can run as high as a good quality wig, honey, at $450. But for you, the Dish Nation fam, you can get one for just $29.
You gotta be kidding me.
What a big difference. Woo, just go to MorningSave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Okay, well, coming up next, I'm gonna be living my best life while I'm dishing it up with the homie Lil Duval. Keep it locked right here.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Yo, welcome back to Dish Nation, man. I got one of the funniest and realest comedians on here right now to talk about his brand new comedy special, which is out right now, called Living My Best Life. The one and only Lil Duval. What's up, man?
What's happening here, Greg? What it do?
Man, maintain it, man. Yo, congrats. Because I know this has been a long time coming. I was actually there at the taping. So I know if you could bottle that same energy that was there and put it in the special. I know we going
up
with it.
That was the whole point of the special, to bottle that energy and try to sell it to the world. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what my comedy is. It's not just comedy. I'm really selling the vibe and selling the energy. And most importantly, make sure everybody have a good time.
And you've been on the ground, like rocking comedy shows for a long time. What made you feel like, all right, out of all the years I've been doing this, now is time to do my first special?
I mean, when you have the biggest song in the world at one time, and then you do a tour, and then I mean, people been asking for a special for a while, and I mean, and then now more than ever, we need something to show us how to get out and have a good time. So I feel like it was just the perfect time, you know?
No, indeed, indeed, man. We's definitely here for it. It was like a concert and like also a comedy show at the same time, the best of both worlds.
Now, yeah, it's like a Vegas show, like the Rat Pack.
Yeah, very classed up, too. Now, I was checking out the trailer. It was mad, you know, celebs at the show. Are you ever shocked, you know, who shows up to support you, or, you know, it's just been so what it is for such a long time, this doesn't even blow your mind anymore?
I've been doing it for a while, so, I mean, a lot of people that come, they show me love. I've been knowing for a while, so I think the last time I was like, oh, man, I felt like honored was when Jay Prince came and saw my show. That was dope.
All right, so in the special, you definitely made it clear that you hate dating, and it seems like you've had your fair share of encounters with ratchets. But if you could go upscale with it and take any celeb to dinner, who would it be?
Bill Gates' ex-wife.
I would imagine her DMs right now have to be, you know, like something sight unseen.
Definitely drop off.
He dropping it off and keeping it pushing. You know, people felt the same way when Jeff Bezos' wife kind of went solo. You know what I mean? And she was trying to give away the money.
She called us somebody. Somebody called her. So now that we got Bill Gates out there on the chopping, Bill Gates' wife out there on the chopping block, it's fair game. So I'm gonna try this.
So man, you out here, you get to it, man. You know, you don't pull no punches in your comedy. Have you ever been in a situation where a celebrity got upset about something you said about them?
All the time, man. You know, come on now, you know me, Ed Craig. They get upset at me about it all the time. But then it really be their followers that be amping them up. Cause then when they get around me, I be like, come on, bro. It's me. Anyway, like, yeah, you're right.
Man, if you had to give people like a few tips for living their best life, what would you say?
Have peace in your mind. Don't let nobody steal your joy. Have peace in your heart. Yes. Happiness comes from within. Mm.
That man come right there is Lil Duval. It is called Living My Best Life. It is out right now on the All Black Network. Beyond this, what can we expect from you next?
Expect me to continue living my best life, showing y'all how to live y'all's.
There it is, man. Lil Duval is in the building. Continue success, my dude.
Love, homie. It's your boy Lil Duval. There's more Dish Nation after break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there. Dish
Nation. Well, Halloween may be 5 months away, but it looks like Britney Spears is getting a jump on the holiday. She went on Instagram and posted this pic with the caption, I missed Halloween last year. Any ideas on who I should be this year? Yes, that was my Britney Spears.
Really Britney Spears.
Thank you.
Wow.
Avril Lavigne replied, hi, babe. I think you should dress up as me this year, and I'll be you, XOXO.
If you dress like Avril Lavigne and you walk to somebody's door, are they immediately going to go, oh, my God, you're Avril Lavigne. Like, is that a costume that you would recognize?
So. Sherry, Avril Lavigne is just dressed exactly how I dressed the first year I realized I was a lesbian. I was like, ties.
So
am I wrong?
If you dress like Avril, you should say I'm a lesbian. Exactly. You know, that's I'm just as a lesbian.
I think it's safe that any of us could dress as either Avril Lavigne or Britney Spears for Halloween.
I would do Britney.
Would Britney. You do Britney with a snake, Sherry?
Oh, that's a good one with the snake. I would probably do the schoolgirl one.
I would do Britney now with the runny mascara and kind of like the dirty tank top and like some booty shorts. That's the I would do Britney 2021.
God, I can't wait for October. It's gonna be exciting.
I want Sherry to dress as Britney with the and I'll be the white snake.
At best, you're a night crawler. At best.
The show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.